Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's a sign that spring, and dare we dream maybe even summer, is on the horizon. Red Sox pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Fort Myers, Florida today. Heading into the 2010 season, there are six pitchers competing for five spots in the starting rotation, along with three new fielders who will be expected to improve the Red Sox defense. Glenn Stout, the author of Red Sox Century, is our Red Sox analyst. He joins us now. Glenn, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, Glenn, if we're talking to you in the middle of the winter, we must really need a baseball fix this very cold winter.
I, for one, can't wait for the Olympics to end and baseball season to start.
Well, it's almost here with the pitchers and catchers reporting. And as we said, the Red Sox have a healthy six, or at least we think they're a healthy six, competing for the five starting spots on the pitching roster. John Lester, Josh Beckett, Dice K, Clay Buchholz, Tim Wakefield, and the newcomer, John Lackey, the free agent signed from the Angels. On paper, it looks like a pretty strong staff. Do you see it stacking up that way?
I think it'll be a pretty strong staff if the sixth person on that list, who I suspect is Tim Wakefield, doesn't pitch very much. That's one reason to have six starting pitchers, is in case someone else gets hurt. If they have to depend on Tim Wakefield, I don't think that's something they're necessarily looking forward to.
He's coming off back surgery, but he is only 18 wins shy of breaking the Red Sox team record for wins, currently held by Roger Clemens. The record is 191, but I gather you're saying you don't think Wakefield, at this age, is as strong as he has been in the past.
I think the Red Sox would hope that their other starting pitchers, particularly John Lackey and then Clay Buchholz, who they hope will really step forward, I think they hope that all of those pitchers, along with Beckett and Dice K and John Lester, that they can carry all the slack. Tim Wakefield is a wonderful backup to have available when and if you need him. The hope is, though, you're probably not going to need him.
Is Buchholz ready to assume the full-time starter's role? He's put on some weight off-season trying to get stronger.
Well, I think they hope so, but once again, that's part of the reason why they have Wakefield around.
All right, let's go to the end of the game and talk about the bullpen. The big offseason news so far was that closer Jonathan Papelbon signed a one-year deal with the Red Sox, but the last memory we have of him as fans is of his meltdown in the last game of the playoff series against the Angels last year. Should Sox fans be concerned about Papelbon?
Maybe a little bit. I think that the last test for any great closer, or even a very good closer, is how they bounce back after a season-ending defeat like the one that Papelbon had last year. I mean, we've seen that with Mariano Rivera and the Yankees, who a couple of times in his career has ended on a bad note. He's always seemed to bounce back fine. I think Papelbon's going to be fine. He doesn't seem like a pitcher who dwells on things. He looks like a guy who moves forward, and I think he'll move forward and do fine this year.
Rest of the team reports to Fort Myers on Monday. There's a lot of buzz about the addition of three defensive players, infielders Adrian Beltre, Marco Scudero, and Mike Cameron, who's supposed to play center field as the Red Sox move Jacoby Ellsbury to left field to replace Jason Bay, who's exited. Why all the emphasis on defense?
Well, I think the Red Sox are taking a big bet with their organizational philosophy. They looked at their team last year. They saw defense as a problem. They looked around to see who was available and saw that by going after defense, their dollar went a little farther. The Red Sox fans, I think, in the past 7 or 8 years have become accustomed to a team that most of the time can club the opposition to death. That's not going to be the case this year. There's not going to be so many 10-8 games. The Red Sox are hoping there's a lot of 3-1 or 4-2 games, with the Red Sox scoring those 3 or 4 runs.
So is this team absent a big swatter?
All of baseball is absent big swatters now, as opposed to most of the last 20 years.
In the post-steroid era?
In the post-steroid era, absolutely. That's another reason why teams are looking at defense and speed as more key components than they were 5 or 6 years ago. I think they can score enough runs to compete, and with an airtight defense and stronger starting pitching, they think that's going to be enough to put them over the top, or at least to compete with the Yankees.
Glenn Stout, I think we're all looking forward to the smell, that great aroma of fresh-cut grass at Fenway.
And opening day against the Yankees.
Glenn Stout, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
And that opening day is Sunday, April 4th. It's a night game against the defending World Series champions, the Yankees. Glenn Stout is our Red Sox analyst and is the author of the book, Red Sox Century.